After the Kriyat HaTorah, we do the mitzvah of Hagbah, or more correctly, Hagbaha. That's we lift up the Sefer Torah high and we show it to everybody. That's there's a basis for this, according to the Ramban, in the Psukim. That's the Ramban writes in his commentary on Chumash in Parashat Ki Tavo, that one of the interpretations of the Pasuk, Aror Hashem lo yakim et divrei HaTorah hazot, accursed is the person who doesn't uphold the words of this Torah, is a reference to a person who doesn't do Hagbah properly and isn't proud of showing the Torah effectively to everybody around. And the Chatam Sofer in a Tshuva in Yoradeh Simon Reish Ayin Vav says that according to the Ramban, the mitzvah of Hagbah is karov lidoraita. It's almost a biblical mitzvah. Interestingly, the Mechaber of the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Kuf Lamed Daled Se'if Bet says that you do Hagbah before the laning. That's though the Rama says that the minhag of the Ashkenazim is to do it after the laning. That's, I saw that one of the reasons why the Hagbah was moved to after the laning was because people thought that the ikkar in the service was the Hagbah and seeing the Sefer Torah, and therefore once they'd seen the Hagbah, they went out and disappeared, and this way if you keep Hagbah till the end of laning, it'll keep them to stay in shul. So maybe we should do Hagbah at the end of the service, at the very, very end after Adon Olam, and then people would stay even longer. Shulchan Aruch says that how do you do Hagbah? Mareh p'nei k'tivat Sefer Torah la'am, so you show the script of the Sefer Torah, the writing, to the people who are standing, limino v'lismolo umachaziro lefanav ulacharav, to those on the right and those on the left, and then you turn it round to those in front of you and those behind you. So it would seem from the Mechaber that in actual fact what one does is one lifts up the Sefer Torah and then turns 90 degrees to the left in an anti-clockwise fashion, and then turns 180 degrees to the right in a clockwise fashion, and then a further 90 degrees in a clockwise fashion to the right, and then a further, that's 180 degrees to the right, again in a clockwise fashion, so that the people who are behind you, that's can now see the Ketav. That's, but the Mishnah Brura seems to indicate that you do it just a 360 degree turn in a clockwise fashion. That's just as the Kohanim turn to their right when they duchen, so the person doing Hagbah turns to the right when he does Hagbah. That's interestingly, there's a tshuva of Rav Vozna in Shevet HaLevi where he says that the ikkar isn't actually that's turning the Sefer Torah around to everybody. The ikkar is to show it to everybody. So if everybody's standing just behind the bimah, you just need to pick up the Sefer Torah so everybody can see it, and that's the ikkar. That's the Mishnah Berurah, sorry, the Shulchan Aruch says the mitzvah is to see the script, to see the writing, and to bow when you see it, and to say the Pesukim of Zot HaTorah and Torah Hashem Tamima. There's a certain amount of discussion in the Achronim about the minhag to say the Zot HaTorah. We say Zot HaTorah She'Sam Moshe Livnei V'nei Yisrael, and then we add on Al Pi Hashem Biad Moshe. Al Pi Hashem Biad Moshe is actually a different pasuk. It's half of another pasuk, and therefore some poskim weren't terribly happy about that, just saying half pasukim. So some just say Zot HaTorah She'Sam Moshe Livnei V'nei Yisrael and stop there. That's the Mishnah Berurah says that in the name of the Mekubalim, that not only should you see the Ketav, but it's actually good practice to try and see it so clearly that you could even read it. The Shaar Ephraim says that that's good practice, but should only be done by a person who's well known for their piety. If that's not the general minhag for everybody to rush up to the bimah so they can see the Ketav very, very clearly, then you don't need to be frummer than everybody else in that regard. Interestingly, the Shulchan Aruch says that the minhag is to bow when you see the Ketav of the Sefer Torah. That's, a lot of people actually don't seem to do that. And what a lot of people seem to do is to point at the Sefer Torah. Reb Chaim Kanievsky says that that comes from the writings of Reb Chaim Pelagi. That's a Sephardi sage. That's, the Poskim also mention that the Sefer Torah should be opened to three columns. This is Magen Avraham writes. That he's not sure if it's is that three columns and not more, or at least three columns. That's, and they're different minhagim there. Also, some of the poskim say that, or many of the poskim say that you should make sure that the seam, there's a seam in the middle when you lift it up. That seems to be so that if the Torah gets falls and gets ripped, then it'll rip on a seam rather than ripping through the writing. That's the Shari Ephraim says. Nowadays, we're not so worried about that. So either because our Sifrei Torah are stronger, or because we are less vigorous and aggressive when we do Hagbah, and we pick the Sefer Torah up more carefully. Ad kan.